Budget and Finance, will please come to order. Mr. Sansa's got some words to say, but let me indicate what the plan is for the remaining of the budget hearings. We're going to try to get through with our agenda tonight. If we don't, we're going to do it Monday. Monday night here at 6 o'clock.
Ms. Pickett, why don't we pull that microphone down? There you go. Thank you.
Budget and Finance will now come to order. Let me skip ahead. If we don't get finished tonight and what we need to finish on Monday, we'll finish on Monday. We will not discuss tonight or Monday the COLA or the salaries or the elected officials. We're going to do the COLA and the elected officials on Tuesday. Now, if you want to know why, the reason is that we've got to get all the budget numbers put together before we can end up and determine how much funds are available. And that won't be until Tuesday. So, with that, the first off the bat tonight, any committee members have anything to say? Our first off the bat tonight is the sheriff's budget.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we set Fund 1000, Department 0400, Sheriff, on the table.
Second.
Are there any questions about the proposed sheriff's budget? Questions, comments?
If and when it's my turn, I have a question and comments, if you would allow it.
Sure.
Sure. All right. You spoke, maybe for you first, you spoke about the COPS grant, and I just want to remember, before we dive into all the sheriff's budgets, the COPS grant funded 6 deputy positions for 3 years, and we're on the hook for funding it the 4th. And I believe you said our third year runs out September of 2023. Is that correct?
I think it's either June or July.
June.
I think.
Currently, those are funded out of the county general budget or out of the...
No, there's a separate COPS grant budget that's coming up.
Oh, okay.
I believe that department is 0445.
Perfect. That's correct. I say that. That answers my question. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now let's stop and listen to Mr. Sansom.
Not to get in the old way here, but we've got some revenue news. And before we get, this is something we would normally discuss next week. And I guess it's actually the next week, isn't it? Because we're still 2 weeks away from the first Tuesday of regular budget finance. But y'all remember I had some real concerns about ad valorem tax coming in, and we were low. Well, we just got the numbers in from November. They came in right. We're back where we need to be, ad valorem tax collected. We are at 7.4% above where we were last year, which matches the assessment increase. So we feel very, very good about those numbers. You remember last week we were off about 5% that I was fairly concerned about. We've made it up. And we were waiting on that timing. It worked out fine. I just wanted the budget committee to hear those numbers before going forward making a decision. So that's a little bit premature, but it's good news, and we want to hear that. The second order is on sales tax. Sales tax revenue for November was $1,126,133, a little bit higher than I expected. That's 12% better than it was in November. That's the second month in a row we're above 12%. That takes us at 13% above last year's number. We're going to finish out about $13.2 million, $13.3 million. I was very hesitant in making my projections for sales tax next year. I am going to revise my sales tax projection, which splits between two funds, 3402 and 3407. Right now, I think I have them at $6 million apiece. That would be $12 million total. We're going to raise that to $6.5 million, $13 million. We should bring in at least what we brought in this year, next year. So.
Good. Questions for Mr. Sasson? Comments? Okay, let's return.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Let's return to the sheriff's budget. It's on the table for discussion.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. The format of this is a little bit different to me. Appropriate. We have a line item we have a column for appropriation, ordinance amend and appropriation. I don't see any. I'm trying to understand that. Can somebody, whoever crafted them, did this way explain to me?
Amended was amended since the budget was passed last December, amended for 2022. And the ordinance that amended it should be listed in that ordinance amended 2022 column. So if you look down to the Chief Deputy 1017, ordinance 2215 changed. Just to give you an idea of what the change was and when it was made.
All right, thank you. The increases on a lot of the salary positions here, so are those are the ones that we passed during the normal the normal raise review process, is that right?
Those are the ones that personnel approved in September.
That's what I thought. It looks a little different to me, so I'm trying to make sense of it.
Any other comments or questions?
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving this Fund 1000 Department 0400, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the county jail.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put Fund 1000 Department 0418 on the table.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments about the county general, the county jail budget out of the county general?
Mr. Chair, make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the county jail out of the county general fund, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Next is the jail juvenile grant.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to take Fund 1000, Department 0433, jail juvenile grant on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the jail juvenile grant budget?
Mr. Chair, may I speak on this?
Sure.
Jail juvenile grant budget is a budget in county general. A portion of that is paid back by jail juvenile grant, and you'll see it in your revenue section, fund 3506. Refunds $20,700 of this. I think it's a position, actually, isn't it?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 1000, Department 0433, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Next is the COPS grant.
Mr. Chair, make a motion and then we put Fund 1000, Department 0445, COPS grant on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This is just appropriating the grant amount of funds, correct? Not the matching part.
This is all appropriation. So this is, I'm not looking at it right now, but the way it's done in the past is we appropriate this amount, and then the matching funds comes in through revenue, 75%. The way I understand it, or what I've been told, is this, we're going to get matching funds through June 30, and the sheriff's office may can help me with that.
Yes, we are able to request reimbursement on 75% of expenses. That does not include overtime or any increases in the salary or benefits from the original grant fund when we originally were granted the money. So it only reimburses off of the original salaries. So the salaries have increased, and of course benefits increased after that. So we're getting 75% reimbursement, but only on the original. And then that runs out the end of June 30th. We're able to, that's our last reimbursement time period. We do have to carry it on to June 30th of 2024.
They have to pay the employees full time.
Yes.
So to be,
we have to hold them for 1 year.
Right.
And then after that, it would be up to the county if they want to take those positions and after that.
Right.
So these positions, though, will have to be funded starting July the 1st. Other than through the COPS grant?
Yes, sir. So we will only receive 75% reimbursement for half a year next year.
And the 25% is being funded right now through?
County General.
County General.
Yes, sir.
Does the Sheriff's Department have a plan for what you will do come July?
This request will take care of the COPS grant and the employees through the whole year. It'll pick up after they fall off in June and take them to the end of the year.
So that's our request. We would like to fund the whole year for next year out of County General. And then at this time next year, we will look at it again to see if we can fund it out of County General or if it needs to be funded out of criminal justice. We would look at it at that time. But just to make financing, reporting, everything clean, I think it would be best to keep it all there for next year in the one fund.
Okay, I understand.
So the $384,000 then is essentially, I hate to use the term, but new money.
Let's take that back one step if we can. Let's say half of $384,000 is new money.
Okay.
Because we've been funding the 25%, and we're going to do that for 6 months. The COPS grant is going to fund 75% for 6 months. It's the January through December is the change.
Okay.
Is the, well, we don't get revenue reimbursement for it, and we have not already appropriated for it previously.
So 75% of half is new money.
No, because we've not appropriated the 25% prior to. See what I'm saying there? We've appropriated it for. I'm getting sideways on you there, but yes, the way I'm looking at it is new money is one half of 384. And that's not actually true because we're not getting fully reimbursed for the 384.
Right. We're getting reimbursed for 75%.
Well, 75% of what the original salaries were, but not what the overtime is and some of these other numbers that are on here.
Okay. And you took that into account with your projections, I'm assuming?
Yes, on some proposal work that I got you on the other day.
Yeah.
I did.
That was in there.
It was in there.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 1000, Department 0445, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Next is the Sheriff's Reserve.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put Fund 1005, CARES Act, Department 0407, Sheriff's Reserve on the table.
Second.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of advancing the zero balance budget to the full?
Zero balance.
Indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And we do that for legislative audit purposes. They request that. The zero balance.
Next is the commissary budget.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to put Fund 1801 Commissary, Department 0426 Commissary on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, if I may comment.
Yes.
This commissary budget is what we'd like to consider a pass-through budget. It essentially begins with a dollar amount and ends with the same dollar amount. Theoretically, every year with an inventory change, and they may change just a little bit. Any increase in appropriations is going to be increased in spending, increased in reimbursement. So we're not talking about money actually losing money here. It's just the ability to spend more, to buy more, to sell more.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving fund the budget for Fund 1801, Department 0426, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the capital improvement budget.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to take Fund 1810 Capital Improvements, Department 0418 County Jail, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Can I get a refresher as to what the $90,000 was for? From Ordinance 2216.
So the $90,000 was originally appropriated in 2000, and then it was not spent in 2000 because the contract didn't get signed for the architecture study. Then it was reappropriated in April of this year, and the contract is still pending, and so the money has not been spent.
Just rolling forward for next year.
Yeah. But you said it was originally appropriated in 2000?
Yes, right? And then COVID happened, and so the jail expansion pretty much...
2020.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 2020.
I
was seeing 20 on my paper.
Okay,
and
I
said
like,
sorry, I've looked at numbers way too much recently. Sorry, 2020. And so it got put on the back burner, and it was reappropriated in April, and it has not been finalized. So we're just asking for it to be reappropriated.
And this isn't the ARP money that was appropriated to fund the...
No, this is capital improvement funds that are set aside by the Quorum Court every year, the million that they'll set aside for capital improvement out of County General. It's collecting.
This is the $90,000 that was originally intended to be used for the architect, I believe.
Yes, it's coming out of the funding, though, that y'all set aside every year for capital improvements.
$1 million.
Okay. Well, I'm asking because I know that we appropriated money out of the ARP funds for something similar. Well, I believe it was a needs assessment study.
That was not
out of jail.
Not out of ARP. In fact, we've made a big issue out of how ARP, because of its restrictions, cannot be used for building a jail necessarily.
But we did appropriate money for that.
We've appropriated $90,000, just not out of ARP.
But so that is the same money I'm thinking of, right?
Probably so.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 1810, Department 0418, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Next is the Sheriff's Automation.
Mr. Chair, make a motion. We put Fund 3007, Sheriff's Automation, Department 0438, Sheriff's Automation on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 3007, Department 0438, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're done. Drug control.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put fund 3015, drug control, department 0425, drug control, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the drug control budget?
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving fund 3015, department 0425, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Jail O&M.
Mr. Chair, make a motion we put fund 3017, jail operations and maintenance fund, department 0439, jail operations and maintenance, on the table.
Second.
So question, we know that jail operations and maintenance is always an issue. Is there a specific reason why we're reducing this from 70,000, or is it moving around? Or?
So to be completely transparent, when we have to turn in our budgets, we don't know how much is available to appropriate. So I can offer my best guesstimate of how much I would believe was going to be available in that fund. And this is appropriating funding to cover approximately one third of the medical contract for this year, or for this coming year, and that's what we have appropriated currently in that fund as well. And our medical contract actually did increase by 5%, but we budgeted approximately a third in this, and then the other two-thirds, half in county general and half in police, just the same as we did this year. And so strictly off of just my rough guesstimate is why it's a little bit less than probably on the bed, I believe.
The available to appropriate in this fund is $390,339.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for fund 3017, department 0439, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the county detention facility budget.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put fund 3018, county detention facility fund, department 0437, county detention facility, on the table.
Second.
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
Quick question. I noticed this year we've already spent $24,000 on hygiene, and we're zeroing out the line item.
So we're transferring that line item expense over to criminal justice. That fund does not have as steady of a revenue stream to be able to pay our monthly bills for hygiene. So we've had to put some of the expense, even our current year, we've had to open up that line item out of criminal justice to be able to pay for it. So I just ran the fund balance yesterday for that, and I only have right under $1,000 available in the fund. So even though I have a budget remaining at $7,400, I can't pay a bill right now out of that. And Scott can explain a little bit more, but we see that we need to put an expense line item there that will be more, not as frequent of an expense. So call and carrier is our prisoner transport, and so it fluctuates how often we get those bills. And that's not all of our expense we're budgeting for common carrier. The rest of it, I believe, is over in criminal justice. So this is a question of that. So probably I'll leave that to be the towards the tail end of expenses next year, and the fund will build up and be able to have the money there to pay those bills.
Sounds like a wise decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Revenue in that fund runs roughly about $25,000 a year. That's what some people refer to, I believe, as jail booking fee. Is that correct? The $20 fee on getting booked.
Motion still on the table.
What's the motion?
To approve.
All in favor of approving Fund 3018, Department 0437, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0418, County Jail, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments?
What is this for?
This is the annual contract expense for the mental health contract for the jail.
Yeah. Quick question.
Sorry,
go ahead.
This is the 5% increase?
Yes.
Quick question, Sheriff. Are you still satisfied with your vendor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yes. I thought that was included in the, is there a separate contract mental health? I thought that was included all in the contract.
There was two separate contracts originally, and so that way we could ensure that we could request last year for it to be paid for out of ARP, the mental health part, because it falls within the coverage, covered expenses. And in our renewal, it's still a separate expense. And so it's both with the same vendor, but it is a separate expense.
It's not in addition to that contract we saw in 2020.
It's just separated. Just renewed.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 3046, Department 0418, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the federal drug forfeiture.
Mr. Chair, make a motion we put Fund 3405, Federal Drug Forfeiture, Department 0424, Federal Drug Forfeiture.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 3405, Department 0424, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the criminal justice sales tax.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put Fund 3407, Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Department 0421, Criminal Justice Sales Tax, County Jail.
Second.
Indicate questions or comments?
I'd just like to invite somebody from the Sheriff's Office to maybe just give us a brief overview of any major changes for this budget.
So you'll see some increases and decreases. It's based on our past future expenses. And as I said before, our medical contract did increase by 5%. Our food contract, which everyone knows the inflation right now is crazy. We did receive a letter from our food vendor stating that they were going up 17%. So after we had turned in our budget, I actually asked to revise our food expense line. You'll see a large increase there. And then the other increases in the regular expense line items you'll see are mostly based on inflation and our population increase as well in our facility.
When I see on page 4, this is where the hygiene we talked about earlier was moved to.
Yes, sir.
Questions or comments?
3009 other professional services, $50,800 increase.
So recently we have had to start doing more psych evaluations on our employees. Right now they're costing approximately $85, I believe, a person. They're going up to, I think, $100 or $125 next year. And that has to be done for every one of our employees. We have detention and patrol side. And so, especially with as many detention officers as we have, and as they turn over and we have to hire more, that is a sizable increase that we've had to take on there. And then that also covers some of our other, like our pest control, different things like that fall into that. So there's been increases to some of those things as well.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 3407, Department 0421, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. The committee. Next is the deputies and dispatches in the sheriff's office.
Mr. Chair, make a motion that we put Fund 3407, Criminal Justice Sales Tax Department 0436. Deputies, dispatchers, sheriff on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the budget proposal?
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
I think you said a little while ago you were revising your projection for the criminal justice sales tax.
From $6 million to $6.5 million for sales tax.
And these two budgets, both funded out of the criminal justice sales tax, total about $6.8 million.
Yes. They're going to carry over roughly $1.1 million. Another $250 will come from income. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong one. They'll carry over $2.3 million. Projected revenue for sales tax is $6.5 million. Interest income, $55,000. Other income, $80,000. Projected revenue will be $6,995. Less commissions will be $5,973. With the carryover, that gives you $8.004 million. 10% holdback is about $800,000. That's going to carry that available to appropriate to roughly $7.6 million.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 3407, Department 0436, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Next is the JAG grant.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to put Fund 3513, JAG grant, Department 0513, JAG grant on the table.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 3513, Department 0513, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Good. Chair, you threw off my rhythm.
On the JAG grant?
Eat a cookie.
Okay. Next is the prosecuting attorney.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we put Fund 1000, County General, Department 0416, prosecuting attorney on the table.
Second.
Good. Questions or comments about the prosecuting attorney?
contacted by IT about 14 of our computers that are starting to slow down and need to be replaced. And so they came over and had a meeting with us and recommended that they need to be replaced sooner rather than later. So this is really like a one-time request for next year's budget to go ahead and replace those computers. But you're right, we've not spent out of it this year for that reason.
Do you know how many computers that is? Is it just for your whole office?
It's 14.
It's 14 computers.
So not everybody, but a significant portion. Just the ones that were identified by IT as needing. We've upgraded some over the years as we're starting to get more cases that have cell phone extractions in particular in cases. We've had to upgrade even just our the capacity that so that we can go through and read all those. But there are 14 computers. About probably 30 or so that they've identified that need to go ahead and be replaced.
Thank you.
Make a motion, we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving from Fund 1000, Department 0416, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Prosecuting attorney is done. Next is the Victim Service of Domestic Violence.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we put Fund 1000 County General, Department 0429, Victim Services and Domestic Violence on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about Victim Service and Domestic Violence budget?
Chair, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 1000, Department 0429, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the Victim of Crime budget.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we put Fund 3025, Victim of Crime, Victim Witness. Department 0428, Victim of Crime, Victim Witness, on the table.
Second.
Questions about this budget?
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 3025, Department 0428, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Budget's approved. Next is the drug control budget.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put Fund 3044, Drug Control Prosecuting Attorney, Department 0416, Drug Control Prosecuting Attorney, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 3044, Department 0416, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Approved. Circuit Court, First Division.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we put Fund 1000, County General, Department 0401, Circuit Court, First Division, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about First Division's budget?
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 1000, Department 0401, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good. District Court budget.
Next. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put Fund 1000, County General, Department 0409, District Court, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the District Court budget?
dealt with its primary issue earlier in the year. I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 1000, the Department 0409, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? District Court budget approved. Next is the District Court probation fees.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put Fund 3027, District Court probation fees, Department 0408, District Court probation fees on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the District Court probation fees budget?
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All. All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 3027, Department 0408, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Good. Probation fees is done. Next is our museum.
Mr. Chair, make a motion we put Fund 3401 Museum, Department 0604 Museum on the table for consideration.
Second.
Questions or comments about the museum budget?
Does the increase in utilities, is that going to cover the problem of utilities this year? Anyone know?
Just looking at it, they're at 100% right now with a month to go. But you can probably answer better than I can.
Please.
So our utilities went up by about 35% this year, which is why we've budgeted $9,000 over the last 4 or 5 years, and it's always covered it. This year, there was an increase, so we expect it'll be about the same for next year. That's where that comes from.
But, I mean, you think that should be enough to cover it, so I was getting at.
One would hope.
Do we have any idea why the utilities went up so much?
I'm sorry?
Do we have any idea why the utilities went up so much? Like, is there some piece of equipment that's not working out, or?
No. I checked, actually, with Common Corporation because our electric bill basically doubled in July and August, and I checked with Common Corporation about, you know, was there a problem, was something happening, and it has to do with the people or the companies that they purchase electricity from. The costs went up there, and so utility companies are passing it on to the customers.
Okay. I was just concerned, like, you know, is it something like an air conditioner starting to go out and need to, you know, get that fixed or something?
No, we've got all that taken care of. We're even on an energy management system.
Okay. Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 3401, Department 0604, indicate by saying aye.
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 Those vote no? No. All right. OEM 911.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to put Fund 1000, County General, Department 0500, Office of Emergency Management.
Second.
Questions about this budget?
Does could someone speak as to the machinery and equipment?
I can. If y'all remember, in the last couple of years, I've tried to budget for replacement of generators for the fire department communication sites. That's always been cut from my budget. This year, I've had three not fixable that I've had to replace. I used my vehicle money that I'd appropriated this year to replace an older vehicle to buy two of those generators. I came back last month and asked for money to do two more, of which they just got replaced today. I have two more to replace, and that'll take care of all of us. I hope that again.
noticing, it looks like year to date you're at 58% of your total budget spent. And the remaining balance of looks like $46,000 left. That's one of the lower numbers I've seen across the departments. Is there any specific reason why you're, why at least it appears to me that, that you're so underspent?
I'm pretty conservative. I mean, I try not to spend any more than I have to, but I'm also, because my budget is low, I have to anticipate the unforeseen. So I do budget a little more just in case we have something like generators that go out that are 15 years old. But, I mean,
yeah, I think that makes sense. Smaller budget percentages shift faster, and if you do have larger expenses that you have to budget for, I think that, that makes sense. Thank you.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 1000, Department 0500, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Budget's approved. Next is OEM 911.
Mr. Chair, make a motion. We put fund 3020, 911 PSAP, Department 0501, 911 PSAP on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the 911 budget?
I have the same question on the equipment.
This particular one, I was budgeting for the generators for next year for additional ones, but then we'll have the other two go out. And I was able to use my truck money. So technically, I can withdraw that $30,000 and drop that down, but I won't use it. It'll go back into the fund. If we need to drop it, we can. But y'all did give me the money for those two last month, so my budgets were already submitted, and I didn't take it all.
And so, this is the dedicated revenue stream?
Yes. Yes, if it's not spent, which it won't unless something comes up and breaks, but it'll roll back into the fund.
Do you ever spend any money on the truck?
No, I didn't. I used it to buy generators because I didn't have them. But now I will also note, too, that, and this will be for next year, we are due for our annual mandatory five-year upgrade in 911. So I'm certain I'll have to come back once we get an idea of what that cost is going to be to the county and ask for additional money. So that'll just give me a little less to ask for them.
So it's gone up significantly every 5 years. Any idea when it over $500,000 last time?
It was, but actually there's going to be some good news with that. This year it's actually going to be less because when we went with the system we went with last year, it's called a Vesta Palace, a hosted system, it cut down on our cost. We paid for a large expense on the equipment last year that we won't have this year. And so it's actually going to be less than what it was before. But also this PSAP consolidation that we're doing and going with EZNet, the next gen 911, which our county is said to be in the process of switching over, is actually going to save us a little money. So, yes, good news, it won't be as much as has been.
Okay, good.
And is that the 911 infrastructure upgrade that you were asking about?
Yeah.
Large one. Do we know when that is coming?
Next year.
It is coming in 2023?
The mandatory five-year upgrade on the leased equipment is next year, yes.
Right. Gotcha.
But there's a...
Go ahead.
There's other stuff coming, too.
What is it?
With the consolidation.
Okay.
I'm not really prepared to discuss that tonight.
We don't have to go there right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 3020, Department 0501, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now we have the coroner's budget.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to put fund 1,000 County General, Department 0419, coroner.
Second.
On the table.
Second.
Questions about the coroner's budget?
You don't need another truck?
Next year.
I just bought one, though, right?
Yeah, we approved one. I'll make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving budget for fund 1000, department 0419, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Coroner's budget is approved, almost. Now, next is the Division 3 budget.
Mr. Chair, make a motion that we put fund 1000 County General, Department 0403, Circuit Court, 3rd Division, on the table for consideration.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving the budget for Fund 1000, Department 0403, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 0403 is approved.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to put Fund 1000, County General, Department 0405, Circuit Court, 5th Division.
Second.
Questions or comments about the 5th Court, 5th Division Court?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving Fund 1000, Department 0405, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is the collector.
Mr. Chair, make a motion that we put Fund 1805, County General, portion, Department 0104, collector, on the table.
Second.
Questions or comments about the collector's budget?
Chair, I am just curious about the professional services.
Yeah, that's for the ARTREP, the Arkansas State Garnishment. We'll recoup a lot of that when I do that. They charge $25 per parcel, the state does, for collecting that, and then they charge $2 per letter. For the letter they mail out before they do the garnishment.
Okay. That was just a big hump year over
year.
Well,
I've got it in both budgets, and I may have to come back and ask for more on that too, depending on how the collections go on that.
So that's bringing in money, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bringing in delinquent money, but I have to pay them monthly as that they collect that. I have to pay them that fee monthly.
Okay.
We're guessing about 3,009.
Right here.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor of of approving the fund 1805, Department 0104, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Collector done. Now we have the collector's automation.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to put fund 3001, collector's automation, Department 0118, collector's automation on the table.
Second.
Question or comments?
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. We've got it on both.
Yeah.
On there. I make a motion we approve.
Second.
All in favor of approving fund, budget for fund 3001, Department 0118, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good. We're done. Now then, are there any public comments? Now's the time. Everybody wants to go home.
Hungry. I pull the other stack out. Let's get with it.
So for clarification, we're having a meeting Monday at 6 and a meeting Tuesday at 6 because they'll both have to be noticed tomorrow. So will I have those agendas?
Say it again.
I had to notice both of them tomorrow. I had to send out notice tomorrow, so I'll need both of those agendas.
And there is a meeting Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Anderson, what budgets are we going to look at Monday?
All remaining budgets that haven't been looked at. We'll clean all the budgets up. There's a long list of them. I think Sarah's got a list that I gave her earlier. It's about like tonight.
About like tonight. Well, I hope it moves as fast tonight, as fast Monday as it did tonight.
Margaret, I anticipate having a Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting this month, too, during the normal.
But that'll be in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Anything further will come before the committee?
Motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned.